readers, welcome to Something Bookish Podcast.
Hi y'all, my name is Amin, as if you didn't know, aka Lip Gloss Mafia, aka the Crazy Book Lady, aka your Becky. I started off so strong. See, this is the problem with pride. It goeth before it fall. Is that the saying? Pride goeth before it fall. Why am I even using Shakespearean English? Okay, I mean, focus. Let's focus, okay? Sorry, by the way, you guys, if I sound a little bit out of it, I'm still grieving. My BTS boys just went into the army and I'm stressed out because, like, why do they even need to be in the army at the moment? Because South Korea gives footballers who have never won any World Cup, by the way, they give those ones exemption. But people that are serving cunt, they are serving the country by bringing people just with music. They did not give them exemption. So I'm just a little bit sad, but I'll be okay. I'm fine. I don't even know why I gave you that digression. But, okay. Take two. Focus. Hi, readers. Welcome to Something Bookish Podcast. My name is Amin, a.k.a. Lip Gloss Mafia, a.k.a. the Crazy Book Lady, a.k.a. your bookish bestie. If I'm not your bookish bestie, I don't understand what you're doing, because I should be your bookish bestie. I'm the only bookish bestie you need, okay? All right. On this podcast, I talk about all things books and reading, from book lists to reviews, musings, tips and tricks, and the occasional guest chat. So think of this space as a virtual lounge. I mean, I feel like from the music that I'm playing in the backdrop, I mean, if I had a lounge, this is not the kind of music I will be playing, but this, it will be the same kind of vibe, you know? Very, very chill kind of jazz, nothing too disruptive. So think of this space as a virtual lounge, but for only the best bookish people who are very chill and very cool and cultured, obviously, because for you to go out of your way to be listening to a book podcast, you are as obsessed as I am about books. Or maybe you just like me. Do you like me? I like you too. Oh, goodness. Okay, so I feel like this episode might be one where a lot of uninitiated listeners might tune in because of the topic. So if this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the dark side. And if this is not your first time listening to the podcast, hey, how you doing? Wow, that sounded out of tune in my head. I thought I was having a moment, but you know, it's in your head supposed to sound good, but as I released that, it wasn't sounding great. But just take it as I've given it to you, because if I do a take three now, you might just get pissed off and just be going. So I'm just going to keep going. Yeah? Okay. Readers, this is the 68th episode, one episode closer to the naughty episode that I promised. We are getting closer to episode 69. Okay, so on this episode, I will be taking you through the 2024 Something Bookish Reading Challenge. I will explain each prompt step by step, okay? So get comfortable. But before we get into that, a little housekeeping. For the newcomers, by housekeeping, I mean share update or information you need to know before we get into the episode proper. That's what I mean by housekeeping. All right, so first on the list, I feel like I have not been speaking about this, and it's something I think I was supposed to have been doing since. So if you are not following me on the socials, make sure you do. Okay, my handles are, first of all, I have a personal account, which is Lip Gloss Mafia, and that is Lip Gloss Mafia. The mafia is two F's, okay? It's not the regular mafia spelling. My mafia has two F's, so that's Lip Gloss Mafia, one word. My second account is the account that this podcast is linked to, and that is Something Bookish. But in between the something and the bookish, you have two underscores. So something underscore underscore bookish. And then I have a third account, which is the book club account, the Indulgent Bibliophile. Okay? So yeah, I curate all of these accounts, at least until I get a grant to pay someone else to join me in the madness, or maybe a sugar daddy who has decided he would like, not he, they, because it could be a he or she. At this point, I have male and female sugar daddies, and I'm all for, you know, I don't discriminate on this end. So if you would like to be my sugar daddy or glucose guardian or sugar mommy, holler at your girl, you know, I will give you the sugar. I mean, the sugar is really nice. I haven't gotten any complaints. I'm just saying. Okay? So, until I get extra money to give someone who is going to join me in the madness of curating, I am the one curating all these accounts. If you're already following me, this is a friendly reminder to tell you to tell another person about all this bookish goodness. Okay, don't gatekeep me. Share. Help me sell my markets. I know you already do that, but like let's now be intentional, because I noticed my personal account, Lip Gloss Mafia, is currently sitting around 9k plus, and I would like to join the 10k team very soon. So that there's a reason for that. I want to have more leverage to ask for stuff. I can do that now, but I feel like if I do it now, there'll be too much groveling on my end, and I don't like to beg. So when I cross the 10k level, I'm going to have more leverage to be able to ask all these publishing people or companies for stuff, and then we can have more lavish giveaways and in-person meetings and hangouts. Just imagine that we're having a Something Bookish mixer, and there's like lots of merch. Oh god, you know how I like Serene. I really do. Oh, I've forgotten, it's not only Nigerians that listen to this podcast. Serene is there's no English word for Serene. Serene is just, it's just good stuff. Okay, I like dramatic things. I like pretty things. Okay, so if I was having like a mixer, I would, an ideal situation would be me having some sponsors where they drop in their goodies in some tote bags, and then people who come for the event get to leave with stuff. You know, I like to leave with stuff when I go for an event. I like merch. I'm obsessed with merch, and when the merch is intentional and nice and clean, I'm like, ah, you got me there. You got me. For instance, I have a Somenami bag. Somenami is a bookstore in Nairobi, and like they take their merch pretty seriously. I have a Somenami bag and water bottle that, I mean, I'm obsessed. I love good merch. So yeah, now I'm digressing. Help me get to 10k, okay? Let's get Amin, aka Lip Gloss Mafia, to 10k in 2024. Right? Alright. Second on the list, please subscribe to the newsletter. The link is in the show notes, or you can just Google Something Bookish newsletter or Something Bookish Substack, and you will find it. It's going to be the first result you get. Right now, I'm currently curating my anticipated reads for 2024. Now, this thing with anticipated reads, I feel like we kind of jinx it, yeah? Because last year, I was very excited about the books coming out in 2023, and I was like, oh my god, this is going to bang. And they did not bang. Now the year is over. Like, the book, I can count the amount of books published in 2023 that I read that banged, okay? It's not a lot. Backlist books were the ones that carried my reading this year. But I have a good feeling about 2024, okay? The titles are looking nice, the covers are giving, you know, my fingers and my nipples are crossed. Yeah? Okay. Next on the list, yeah, this is very important. Please support my ministry by buying me a cup of coffee.
Now, readers, if you love the content I create and you want to support me, you can do that by clicking on the payment link in the show notes titled Buy Amin a Cup of Coffee. Alternatively, if you follow me on Instagram or Twitter, the link in my bio would lead you to the page. You would see it's a link tree, so you would see Buy Amin a Cup of Coffee. And this page only accepts payment in the Nigerian Naira. So if you're outside Nigeria, all you need to do is convert how much you'd like to donate to my ministry from your currency to the Naira. You put that and put in your card details, and voila, you've bought me a cup of coffee. Thank you again so much. Again, I don't know why I mentioned it again, but times three again. Thank you so much for your unwavering support. For this episode, I am drinking Zobo and burnt orange flavored gin. Now, Zobo is hibiscus. It's a hibiscus drink, you know, for the basic people. Hibiscus, you know, other people know it as sorrel. I don't know what other parts of Africa call Zobo though, but it's hibiscus leaves steeped in stuff. And my Zobo, this particular Zobo, I made it with lemongrass, pineapple, lemons, and ginger. So it tastes firm. It tastes so good when it's added with the gin. When I say it tastes good, it tastes, what can I compare it to? It tastes better than sex at 4 a.m. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, children. Okay, without further ado, let's talk books, shall we? So, this is the sixth edition of the Something Bookish Reading Challenge. I feel like I should give you a backstory here. So, I started the Something Bookish Reading Challenge in 2017. And then, it was called the Lip Gloss Mafia Reading Challenge. So, I did that in 2017 and in 2018. 2019, I didn't do one. 2020, I didn't do it. And then I discovered Storygraph, and then I picked it back up in 2021 and renamed it the Something Bookish Reading Challenge. Yeah, so we have been going strong for 6 years. So excited. If you're new here, and by here I mean like to the reading challenge, thank you so much for joining, and I'm very excited for this adventure that you're about to embark on, because it is an adventure. That's if you fully embark on it, you know. But still, it's not a do or die affair. You can try, but you know how it is when you start something in the beginning of the year. Eventually, life just like life's, and you have to drop stuff. That's fine. But I welcome the enthusiasm and the excitement of starting something new at the beginning of the year. Now, if you are regular here, I need you to know that I am so obsessed with you, and I cannot wait to discover new books and authors and cultures and perspectives with you in 2024. The Something Bookish Reading Challenge is 24 prompts, which is an average of two prompts per month, designed to help you break out of your reading comfort zone and travel the world through books. And if you know anything about the current state of the economy, traveling physically is a headache. I mean, it's expensive, and using a Nigerian passport or like an African passport, I mean, it's just stressful as hell. So I've decided to have a good time by traveling through books, and I wanted to carry you along with me. So that's what we're doing. The goal of this challenge is to help you discover amazing books that you wouldn't have otherwise picked up. It will push your reading limits. It actually will, because there are some prompts this year, especially, that I honestly can't say I've read much about, but like I said, it will push your limit. It will push you. That's what I'm saying. And hopefully you will love them at the end of the year. So I'm inviting you to explore formats and genres and perspectives that might go beyond what you're used to, you know? So how do you approach the Something Bookish Reading Challenge? At this point, I feel like you should do a drinking game. Every time I say Something Bookish Reading Challenge, you should take a shot of something. I digress. Okay. So the best way, or not the best way, but how to approach this challenge, yeah, is completely up to you. You can do one book per prompt, or if you have a book that fits like multiple prompts, you can add it to that. Okay, the point of the challenge is not to do the thing in a particular way. It's just to push yourself to diversify your reading list or reading selections. These are a few tips. Complete as many as you can from this list. Okay, that's all you need to do. Secondly, again, if you have a book that covers two categories or more, feel free to count it for both, or for three, or for four. It's not a contest, so have fun with it. You will have people later in the year, maybe in like March, saying, oh, I just finished the Something Bookish Reading Challenge. Don't be scared. You have 12 months, okay? It's not a competition. This is about you. It's a personal journey. And this year, I want to challenge you extra to dig deep into your TBR. All those books you have been buying and, oh, I'm a mood reader. I'm just not in the mood. Well, you were in the mood when you bought it, weren't you? Okay. So what I want you to do is dig deep into your unread books, into your TBR, and select books that are or that you already own. Okay? And to cheer you on, obviously, I will be sharing recommendations on the Instagram page, something_bookish. Yeah? Now, let's go through each prompt. All right. So the first prompt is a book by Southern African author. I did this last year. See, this year I'm also going to be adding books from different regions in Africa. So you'd have Southern, Northern, Western, Eastern, and Central parts of Africa. It's going to be standard now. Like, expect that in every challenge. So the first one is a book by a Southern African author. Now, Southern African countries include Botswana, Lesotho, Namibia, South Africa, Swaziland, and Zimbabwe. And authors in the diaspora are valid entries because, you know, everybody's leaving the continent. We can't be restricting ourselves to books written by people living on the continent. Yeah? So for this, you can either choose a fiction or non-fiction title. But, you know, I'm a fiction girly, so for my first recommendations when I was creating this challenge, I added Red Ink by Angela Makolwa. I don't know if I pronounced that name right. She's South African. I added Womb City by Flo Flo. God forgive me. I feel like I just murdered that name. And that's that Womb City. She's from Botswana. And then I added House of Stone by Nuvoyo Violet. No. Is that shit? What's her name? Hey, father. Boy, it's Nuvoyo Nosa. It's from Zimbabwe. That's what I should say. It's from Zimbabwe. House of Stone. I really love this. I've read Womb City and I've read House of Stone. So I guess you can also add that. But these are just like early recommendations. You would be able to find other recommendations when you check like books and where authors are from. Okay, so a book by a Southern African author. These are countries which include Botswana, Lesotho, Namibia, South Africa, Swaziland, and Zimbabwe. Yeah? All right. So the next prompt is a book with multiple timelines. Now I'm very excited about this. I feel like this is, it's a style that you would find in any genre, but it's very popular in literary fiction or in thrillers or historical fiction. Yeah, historical fiction. And it's always just nice seeing how we're going past to present. I love that kind of vibe. I'm sure if you could even find a time travel novel, maybe that would work as multiple timelines, because there's always like a past present going on. For initial recommendations, I gave Black Cake by Charmaine Wilkerson, The Map of Salt and Stars, and Dust Child by Kwemai
Nguyen.
Now, these are just initial recommendations. You will be able to, if you see, here's a top tip. While I'm here, this is a top tip. If you do not have a StoryGraph account, you should open a StoryGraph account. And when you click on the link that takes you to the Something Bookish Reading Challenge page, you would see that the prompt is bolder. Like, the writing of the prompt is bold. Now, if you click on a prompt, it's going to take you to another page, and on that page you'll be able to see books that other readers who are also participating in the challenge have added, and that would help you. Sometimes you might be able to pick from their recommendations, or it would guide you in selecting your own. Okay, so I highly suggest you open a StoryGraph account and click join the Something Bookish Reading Challenge, so that you'll be able to add your books, which will help you track it, or you'll be able to get recommendations from what other people are reading. Okay, so this is the second prompt, a book with multiple timelines. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with this. We are. The third prompt is a book. Oh, sorry, MTN network wants to mess up my what's it called? See, this is the thing, when I'm doing a post and I have to be checking the internet, I never trust my internet. All right, so the third prompt is historical fiction set in West Asia. Now, most of the time I'm always doing stuff set in East Asia, South Asia, but this is West Asia. West Asia, aka the Middle East. Do you know that I literally found out like sometime last year that I never knew them as West Asia. I just always called those countries the Middle East. Just the Middle East. And it never occurred to me what part, in which continent they were. But they're in West. They're freaking Asians. Still. Anywho. So, this prompt is historical fiction. So, you need to have a book that is set like a while back. So, West Asia includes countries like Armenia, Azerbaijan, Bahrain, Cyprus, Georgia, Iraq, Israel, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Oman, Palestine, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Turkey, UAE, and Yemen. Okay, these are the countries in West Asia. And the books I added to this prompt are Mornings in Jenin, which I highly recommend you read, Equal of the Sun, and Birds Without Wings. Now, these are just, by the way, I'm reading this off StoryGraph. You should join StoryGraph. Open a StoryGraph account. At this point, you are going to be losing out on a lot if you do not have a StoryGraph account. Okay? So, historical fiction set in West Asia. These are the countries that are in West Asia, and you know they do historical fiction well. Their only rivals are East and South Asian countries. I don't know what is in the water in Asia, but they really do historical fiction well. I'm obsessed, and I'm looking forward to what you pick for this prompt. The fourth prompt is a book that centers a father-daughter relationship. Now, in other challenges, I've done sibling relationship, I have done mother-daughter relationship. I'm always fascinated by father-daughter relationships in books, so I would like you to also look for a book that centers a father-daughter relationship, and your entries can include fiction or non-fiction. But it will be really cool if you get a novel for this prompt. Okay? The initial books I added that could help you start your kickstart your reading is All the Light We Cannot See by Anthony Doerr. Honestly, I don't know how to pronounce this name. I added The Descendants. I also added How to Say Babylon by Safia Sinclair. I'm going to talk about this book a little bit more in my December wrap-up. So, look forward to that. Yeah. The number 5 prompt is a book by an East African author. Now, you have to remember that authors in the diaspora are valid entries. East African countries include Burundi, Comoros, Djibouti, Ethiopia, Eritrea, Kenya, Madagascar, Malawi, Mauritius, Mozambique, Reunion, Rwanda, Seychelles, Somalia and Somaliland, Tanzania, Uganda, and Zambia. Okay? Initial recommendations I added to this prompt are Ryan Bell by Priya Hine, The Morning Bird, and Our Lady of the Nile by Scholastic. Now, I haven't read any of these books I added, but I added it to the prompt because I would really love to read them. And hopefully you would like to read them too and enjoy the challenge. The 6th prompt is a fantasy novel by a non-Caucasian author. And I added this prompt because, you know, the fantasy genre is dominated by white authors. We have the Lord of the Rings. We have the Game of Thrones. We have the... what's that guy's name? Sanderson. You know, fantasy is dominated by the whites. And I can stand on my business and say that the best fantasy novels that I have read were by non-Caucasians. And I want you to experience that. Okay? All right. So recommendations I added here are Shigidi and the Brass Head of Obalufon by Wole Talabi. That's a novel I read this year. Absolutely loved it. Black Sun by Rebecca Roanhorse. And this is the first book in a trilogy. The third book is coming out in 2024. Very excited. And I also added To Gaze Upon Wicked Gods. Now this is a book that is coming out in 2024, and I'm looking forward to it. So Shigidi is by a Nigerian author. Black Sun is by an indigenous Native American author. And To Gaze Upon Wicked Gods is by a Chinese author. So, you know, variety. We're going to be getting life here. You should definitely read a fantasy by a non-Caucasian author. Highly recommend. Well, that's why it's a prompt. Number 7. A book that centers friendship. Yeah. Friendship... friendship can make or break a relationship in books. Like, a friendship can uplift you or a friendship can fuck you up. I always like seeing different friendship dynamics. Most of the time, you always see, like, female friendships. So, don't just stay with female friendships. See if you can go outside. You know, you can find an older man and a child kind of friendship. There are different types of friendships in books. So, be creative, okay? The initial prompt recommendations I added to this prompt are Small Joys, Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow, and The Queens of New York. I enjoyed all these books, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you're going to be adding as your own selection. Number 8, this prompt is a book with a one-word title. Now, in the 2023 Something Bookish Reading Challenge, one of the prompts was a book with the title of, with a name in the title. So don't confuse this one with that, okay? A name is not a word. So I don't want you to choose books that are the name of a place or a person or an animal or food. Use like a word that is like a verb or an adjective or a noun, like a word, okay, not the name of something. And entries can include fiction and non-fiction titles. The titles I included in this prompt are Afterlives by Abdulrazak Gurnah, Fingersmith by Sierra Waters, Homegoing by Yagyasi. Yeah, so one word, Homegoing, Fingersmith, Afterlives. Are you seeing? So that one is just a fun, it's a fun prompt to, it's something you can take off in like the first month. All right, number 8, a book by West African author. This one I've noticed. I have noticed for some reason it always has the most entries. Maybe because West African authors just seem to be banging out books after books, especially Nigerians and Ghanaians. So, countries in West Africa include Benin, Burkina Faso, Cape Verde, Cote d'Ivoire or the Ivory Coast, Gambia, Ghana, Guinea-Bissau, Liberia, Mali, Mauritania, Niger, Nigeria, St. Helena, Senegal, Sierra Leone, and Togo. Now, authors, again, authors in the diaspora count because we can't be beggars. All right? Number 10. This is a thriller or mystery by non-Caucasian author. Again, same reason with the fantasy. Most of the authors in this genre are always white. I mean, we grew up with white authors in this. If you've been reading, like I have been reading since I was a child, most of the thriller people are, I mean, we know like Robin Cook, white. There's the Chris Carter, white. You have the, what's it called? All of a sudden I'm forgetting them. Like Dan Brown's, the Sidney Sheldon's and all these people. We grew up on mystery and crime by white people. So I want you to like expand and see what other people that are not white are writing. Okay? For this prompt, I added Easy Motion Tourist by Leia Denle. I Know What You've Done by Dorothy Compson. Take It Back by Kia Abdullah. So Dorothy Compson and Kia Abdullah are two authors I'm going to be exploring in 2024 because I've heard so many good things. And they write thrillers and mysteries. Looking forward to that. I added it to this prompt to ginger me. Number 11. A book with green in its... what am I saying? A book with green in its cover design. Now, this is also an easy prompt to just like... just look through your TBR. Okay? I'm trying to get you to like... remove books off your shelf that you have been keeping. So a book green in its design, in its cover design. It could be fiction or non-fiction. For this prompt, I added Everything Inside by Edwidge Danticat, Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng, Remote Control by Nnedi Okorafor. All these books have different shades of green in their cover designs. Number 12, inspired... a book inspired by Caribbean mythology, legend, or folklore. Now, the countries in the Caribbean are plenty, but I should explain what the myth, legend, or folklore are. Now, a myth is a traditional story that usually describes the origin of a person or a place. A folklore is a collection of fictional stories involving people or animals. Now, a legend is a story that claims to be rooted in history but does not have any legitimate verification. Okay, so I need you to find books that are inspired by Caribbean mythology. I always like reading mythology. Mythology stories tell so much about a people, don't you think? Like, I'm always fascinated by stories that are inspired by mythology or legend or folklore. So yeah, we're going to the Caribbeans for this one. Do I need to include Caribbean countries? Okay, I think I need to include Caribbean countries. Okay, we have Anguilla, Antigua and Barbuda, Aruba, the Bahamas, Barbados, British Virgin Islands, Cayman Islands, Cuba, Dominica, Dominican Republic, Grenada, Guadeloupe, Guyana, Haiti, Jamaica, Martinique, Montserrat, Netherlands Antilles. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Puerto Rico, Saint Bartholomew, Saint Kitts and Nevis, Saint Lucia, St. Martin, St. Vincent, Trinidad and Tobago, Turks and Caicos Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands. That's it. That's the Caribbean countries. All right? Again, authors in the diaspora are valid entries. For this prompt, the books I added were Skin Folk, The Human Origins by Beatrice Porter, and The Jembies. I haven't read any of these books, but I'm looking forward to it. Yeah? All right. Number 13, a book by a North African author. Now, North African consists of 6 countries. We have Algeria, Egypt, Libya, Morocco, Sudan, and Tunisia. Again, authors in the diaspora are valid entries. For this prompt, I added What Strange Paradise by Omar El Akkad, The Quarter by Naguib Maruz, I don't know if I pronounced the name right, and The Ardent Swarm by Yemen Manul. So we have Egypt, Algeria, and a combination of different North African countries by What Strange Paradise. I'm looking forward to reading these books, by the way, in 2024. Okay, number 14. Number 14 is any of the monthly picks from the Indulgent Bibliophile Book Club. Oof. This should be an easy one, because all you need to do is just follow the Indulgent Bibliophile on Instagram and you'll know what we're reading. Or you can just check from the books we've read at the Indulgent Bibliophile and just pick one. The books I added to this prompt are books that we have read in the past. There's The Dragons, The Giants, and The Women by Wayetu Moore, How We Disappeared, and The Death of Vivek Oji by Kwaike Emezi. These are books we've read in the past. Very enjoyable reads. Number 15. We have a book that is set in a place that has experienced genocide. I feel like this prompt goes without saying. It doesn't even need an explainer, right? I don't think it does. So I have Minor Detail from a book set in Palestine that is currently experiencing genocide right now. And the world is... it's happening in real time. It's actually happening in real time. And then... All My Children Scattered, a book set in Rwanda that experienced genocide also. So look into that. You really need to look into that and get educated and informed. Okay, that's the reason for this particular book. I feel like it doesn't need any explainer. Number 16, which is a prompt that I think is going to be the most difficult for me to fulfill, because it's a genre that I honestly don't care much for. But I'm going to have to try. So number 16 is a poetry collection by a non-Caucasian writer. All I can say is God help us at this point. So I have added some collections here. We have... What's the name? You have to check it out. I can't see the title right now. There's Woman... Eat Me Whole by a Ghanaian writer, and there is Violet Energy in Guts by a Vietnamese writer. I'm giving you variety here. Okay, just pick poetry by non-Caucasian person and I think we should be fine. I guess it would be more interesting, you know. At the end of the year, I will let you know how this prompt goes. It's going to be one of my most difficult prompts to actually fulfill. Number 17, a book about women committing acts of violence. Now, if you have been following this podcast, you know that I do have a thing where women do bad things in fiction. And I decided to add this prompt to fulfill my own selfish reasons and... me searching for more recommendations, because I'm looking forward to what you're going to add. Okay, for this prompt I added The Housewoman by Adora Onwora, The Old Woman with the Knife, and The Change by Kirsten Miller. These are all books that I have read and I would like to see what you think about it. Or you can add your own recommendation. Okay, a book about women committing acts of violence. You can give me fiction or non-fiction. The choice is yours. I'm just excited for this prompt. Number 18. A book that features twins. I feel like you might be thinking this is just a ploy for me to get you to read Butter, Honey, Pig, Bread. But I promise you, there are other books that have twins in it. Though, if you haven't read Butter, Honey, Pig, Bread, you should definitely read it. Other prompt I added to this was The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett, or Half of a Yellow Sun by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. So there are other books that have twins, and I didn't want to do another book with siblings. I wanted to do twins because twins have a different relationship than siblings. Sometimes they're really tight, sometimes they're demonic halves, and sometimes they are just weird. So I want you to explore twin relationship with this one. Sometimes the easiest way to find books with these prompts are you just Google a book with twins, and there are people who have compiled lists, so it's pretty easy to actually find books from the prompt. Okay, they're pretty, I made sure they're pretty easy and searchable. Number 19, a book with numbers in the title. This is also a very easy prompt to get you relaxed and in the zone. Nothing too heavy, you know, you can just tick it off. So the number can either be written as a word, like number one as O-N-E, or it can be written in its Arabic format, or in Roman figures. I don't care. It doesn't matter. You could have fiction or non-fiction titles for this one, just as long as a number is in the title. Okay, for this prompt I added Ready Player One, One of Us is Lying, and Tram 87. I haven't read any of these books, but you know, this is just to start you off. Number 20, a book with a protagonist older than 50. Now, I love me a book with a protagonist older than 50. Why? Because the character always tends to be like quirky and fun, and we're getting a lot of wisdom and tidbits. And I feel like there's always better character development when a protagonist is over the age of 50, you know? So yeah, I'm looking forward to what you're going to pick. For this prompt, I added All the Lonely People, The Woman Next Door by Yetide Omotosho, Three Things About Elsie. There are actually a lot of books with characters over the age of 80, over the age of 50. So I'm looking forward to what you're going to add to this one. Okay? Alright. Awesome. Let's see. Number 21. A book by a Central African author. Central African countries include Angola, Cameroon, Central African Republic, Democratic Republic of Congo, Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, Sao Tome and Principe. Yeah, those are the countries in Central Africa. So I feel like you can handle this. The books I added to this prompt are In the Belly of the Congo. This is by a writer from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Days Come and Go. This is by a Cameroonian author. The Society of Reluctant Dreamers. And this is by an Angolan author. So this is just to start you off. I haven't read any of these books. Number 22. A short story collection in translation. I feel like if you've been following my socials or this podcast, you know that I love books in translation. Like, I'm obsessed. And honestly, some of the best stories, short story collections, were not even written in English. So I'm looking forward to seeing what you're going to pick for this one. To start you off, I added Mouthful of Birds by Samantha Schwebling. This is from Argentina. Cursed Bunny. This is from South Korea. All right. So number 23, a book about books. Yeah. This is like an Inception type of prompt. Because, you know, a book lover reading a book about books, where people love books and reading. Give it to me. I love books like that. It's like I'm being reaffirmed for some reason. And this is honestly a book about books is my kryptonite. I love seeing books about people in bookshops or people who enjoy reading, or about a magic book, or somebody who loves reading and they're in publishing or they're an editor. You know, a book about books. So the books I added to this prompt are Everything You're Looking For Is in the Library, The Banned Bookshop, The Diary of a Bookseller. So I have fiction and non-fiction options here. You can take your pick. Anyone you drop is fine. And the final prompt is a novel with an unreliable narrator. Yeah, this one might be difficult for some people, but I don't think it should be, you know, because, okay, let me explain. When a narrator is unreliable, we kind of have reasons to doubt the version of events that they are giving. So you don't know if what they are saying is the truth or what is in their mind or just their opinion. And I like that kind of vibe in a book, because sometimes the person who is narrating the book is a mad person. Okay, not a mad person. They have mental instability, or they are trying to preserve the truth for themselves and they don't want you to know the truth, so they are just telling you their own versions of the truth. No, it's a very interesting narrative style, and I think you should explore that because you might find a new favorite book. So the books I added to this prompt are No One Dies Yet by Kobe Ben-Ben, The Paper Palace, and The White Tiger. These are very interesting books. I have read all of them and I highly recommend them. And these are the 24 prompts for the Something Bookish Reading Challenge 2024. Are you excited? Did you take notes? Right. So, if you need suggestions for any of the prompts, like more suggestions than what I gave, or you're looking for a community to complete the challenge with, I highly recommend that you sign up on Storygraph. Now, how you can find recommendations on Storygraph is if you click on the prompt itself, you will notice that it is a shade darker than the other words on the page. So if you click or you hover around the prompt itself, you would see that it's clickable. So you click on that and it will take you to the page where other people, other readers have added their own books or selections, and it would inspire you. Also, throughout the year, I will provide guidance on each prompt. On alternative weeks of the year, I will be sharing recommendations like I did this year in 2023. I will be sharing book recommendations for every prompt on every other week on the Something Bookish page, and that's the something_bookish. Okay, and if you cannot wait for that and you're like in a pinch, you can always send me a DM. I'm always ready to chat books. Right now, a quick reminder before I leave: if you're participating in the reading challenge, be sure to share your progress online by using the hashtag Something Bookish Reading Challenge. Okay, all right. I am looking forward to all the selections you're going to make. I will be watching. And maybe I might steal one or two recommendations from you. So we're learning from each other. We're sharing. It's a community. So I really, really hope you enjoyed the Something Bookish Reading Challenge 2024. And it's an amazing reading year for you. Okay? All right. Happy reading!
That's it, y'all. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would love to read or hear any comments or feedback you have, and you can do that by sending me a message on Twitter or Instagram at Lipgloss Mafia. That's LipglossMafia. Subscribe now or follow so you don't miss out on the next episode, which is available on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and other streaming platforms. If you enjoyed this podcast, kindly spread the book love by spreading the word. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, rate and leave a review. It really helps new listeners find the show. And you know, shares and reviews are my love language. Yay! Thanks in advance. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you for listening. Readers, that's it for this episode.
Thank you so much for listening. And like Jim Rohn said, reading is essential for those who seek to rise above the ordinary. Happy reading, everyone. Bye.